There was a second letter, in which Vistara expressed her gratitude for her papa's protective nature. The final letter, the one he had surprised Vistara writing, was the most astounding of all. Gavar Kai, a Jedi Knight? Vistara, his loving daughter and dedicated apprentice? In the letters depicting a completely false reality was a warmth and ease he had never seen between father and daughter in real life. Quietly, he turned off the computer, rose, and turned to face her. He had released the wrapped blankets, and now she lay uncovered, curled up, facing away from him. Words crowded his throat, too many to speak all at once. Bin stood for a while, until it became awkward, then muttered,
"Ah, to hell with it,"
and he lay down beside her. Knowing he'd get an elbow to the stomach or worse if this was the wrong thing to do, he wrapped an arm around her slender waist and curled his body protectively around hers. She lay still, stiff in his embrace, and then he felt her shaking with silent sobs. His heart aching for her, he leaned his cheek on her hair.
"I'm so sorry, Vess. I didn't know. I couldn't know."
Vistara nodded, still silent, still shaking. Ben reached and gently stroked her hair, as if this fierce and proud young woman were a child in need of comforting, and she accepted it. Ben closed his eyes, melting against her. They lay like that for a long time. Ben was almost asleep when she turned in his embrace.
"Ben."
She lifted her face up to his.
"Do you think I could?"
"Could what?"
A long, long silence. She had completely dropped her guard. He could sense her in a way he never had before, and knew that whatever she was about to ask meant everything to her. That she was full of hope and fear so strong it almost overpowered her, and that she knew she was opening completely to him. He waited, patiently. In this moment that seemed to stretch out forever, Ben realized that when it came to Vistara, he had all the patience in the universe. Then, softly, in a voice that quivered, she said the words that made Ben's heart leap. The words he had been wanting to hear for so long.
"Become a Jedi."
For a moment, he couldn't speak. He felt her fear grow. Fear of rejection. Fear of the trust she was offering. And while he struggled for the words, he concentrated on sending her reassurance, comfort. Yes, and love in the Force.
"Vistara Kai,"
he said, his voice as soft as hers had been.
"I know you can do anything you want. Yes. Oh, yes, you can become a Jedi. And it would be the greatest honor of my life to help you. I'll be there every step of the way. I promise."
Relief and joy and hope emanated from her, chasing away the tense, cold, disabling fear, and she smiled radiantly. Following an impulse, Ben reached and brushed the little scar at the corner of her mouth gently with his thumb. She didn't pull away, instead closed her eyes. His lips followed his touch, pressing a kiss on what he knew she despised most about herself, letting her know he found it beautiful, found her, all of her, beautiful. She understood at once, and he tasted the salt of sudden tears as she turned her head slightly to complete the kiss. He held her tightly, both of them trembling, caught up in the overwhelming release of at last laying down the weapons of suspicion and hatred. She would become a Jedi, a great Jedi. Finally, she would walk in the light and feel its warmth and open her heart to the joy of giving and receiving complete and utter trust. Trust and love. And Ben would be with her every step of the way.